Coming up!
Próximamente. Hi Gemma, you okay Gemma?
I'm unfit. My heart rate is 180. I can't do nothing. Even though I grow and birth two children for you, Gemma, you unfit.
Don't hate, congratulate.
I can tell he's been away and not had sex.
It will take you 2 seconds.
I used to run for Manchester Girls.
Yeah, when you were 12. I used to do handstands when I was 7.
Oh my gosh, I am zooming in. Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell. Shell have got everything you need to keep you fueled, whether it's for a long journey or a quick shop. Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please, please, can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it'll really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos. Hello.
Hello.
How art thou?
I'm good. I'm knackered, but good.
Yeah, me too, but good. Thanks.
My body's in bits. I didn't remember how painful it was dancing.
Well, you do now.
For 8 hours a day.
Well, because you are on the road and yeah. I'm manic with the kids, we're doing a listener question episode today. Okay. People have been kind enough to send us the questions.
Yeah.
So we will have a little catch up in a minute. But before we do, we have had a question in.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, who has the best bum in the relationship?
Me.
Gorka. Yeah. I'll give you that one.
I would say the best bum in the UK.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you really go that far?
Yeah. Peachy, tight bum.
You do. Anyway, welcome to Lost in Translation.
Vamos!
So on today's episode, we're going to be answering your questions. But if you're new to the pod, welcome.
Hello, if you're not new, welcome back.
Welcome back, or welcome. Or in Spanish,
bienvenidos.
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 Welcome. We listen, we don't judge.
I do judge.
He judges everything. We play games, we solve dilemmas, we have debates, we chit-chat.
Games.
What I love about it is I get messages from people saying how normal it is in terms of the stuff we bicker about and row about and get annoyed about, loads of other people do.
Mm.
So you think, oh, right, so it is normal then in a way.
I feel like I spend the whole episode moaning, to be honest, are you?
Well, it's your whole life moaning.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm Victor Meldrew, so.
Yeah, we had to tell him who Victor Meldrew was after about, how long had we been together? About 4 or 5 months?
Yeah.
And he was like, who is this Victor Meldrew you keep saying I am, and I showed it him, and he went, that's not me. But then now he openly says, I am Victor Meldrew.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I'm Hyacinth Bouquet.
I like to moan, you know?
Yeah, you do. You get it off your chest.
Yeah.
So how has your week been? This is the first time seeing you.
Well, my week has been all about 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4. Position here, position there, do a trick. It's a lot of dancing.
Are your feet hurting yet?
More than my feet, it's my back. Oh, my back.
Ah, my back.
And sitting like this is not nice, but.
Well, it's kind of reassuring, I think, for all us non-dancers, because it is hard dancing, and you're a trained dancer, a professional dancer, and you say
yes.
It's hard.
I mean, I didn't say it's hard. It's not hard to dance. It's hard to do 8 hours a day dancing.
Oh, okay, so there's
a difference. Yeah? Running is not bad for you. Running ultramarathons is horrible for you.
And dancing.
Running 5K for you is not bad. Dancing for fun, it's amazing for everybody. To learn for your brain, for your body, dancing from 9 in the morning to 10 in the night, yeah, full out, it's painful.
Someone's got to do it though.
Yeah, I love it.
you sound like, I love to tour.
Yeah, it's bloody painful. My back is in bits, but I love to tour.
You say about running, I'm running thrice a week at the minute. I've stuck to it.
It looks that you're running, yeah.
Yeah, you can see, can't you? I'm trying. I've got my 10K, Manchester 10K on the 31st of May.
Are you going for a time?
No, I just want to get round. You say that to me every year, but saying that, every year I've got quicker. So I've been doing it now. I've done it four times. My first attempt was, I'd not done any running at all since school.
Yeah.
And it was like an hour and 9 minutes. And yeah. I was chuffed. I was like, oh my gosh, an hour and 9 minutes. The last one I did last year was 57 something.
Yeah.
So I'm not a genius at math, but that's a good time difference that I've shaved off, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like, what, 12...
And you still do go to the loo?
12, 13 minutes I've shaved off my first ever run time with a loo break.
Sounds like Carlos.
So as long as I do it in under an hour and 10, I'll be like, I'm still okay.
I hope you do a 10K in at least like 55 minutes.
Why?
Because that's... 55 is okay.
But you're a runner.
I'm doing 38.
Exactly, because you're a runner.
I didn't say doing them 40.
You should say, as long as you try your best... That's what you should say to me. Don't put pressure on me to do it in under 50 minutes.
I'm not putting pressure on you. I said, I hope you did it at least in 55 minutes. For no. someone of you, which is healthy and fit and
yeah, but I don't enjoy running. I just hate... We went for a run. Before you left for tour, we went for a run together.
The most painful run I ever done. I generally will never tell you to run with me again.
Good. I don't want to run with you again, ever. I said to him, we had a conversation all the way around, which probably tells myself... I could have gone maybe quicker because if I was talking, I was breathing, I could have gone quicker. But I just...
It's not about going quicker.
I said to you, what are you actually thinking about now as you're running?
I'm just looking at the view. I look at hear the birds, look people walking with their dogs, look at the scenery, you know, think of ideas that are things, oh, I need to get done this, I need to get done that, you know?
I was just bored. I said to him as we were running, I said, I'm so bored of this.
And you don't get bored on the treadmill looking at a wall,
no,
black wall.
I like a treadmill because I can have music blasting.
You can have music when you're running
no,
also.
No, because I always, someone might come behind me and slog me.
Just one headphone.
No.
Put it on your speaker.
That's why I always tell you, don't run with me. You were the one who suggested it. You even said to me, you'd do the
run
with me, and I've
said
no.
Do you know why
no.
I want to do it with you? Because I want to encourage you to do it, and I want you to do it. So then you get on the habit of like...
The habit
of enjoying it more and do it. The same way that you do your weights and do your Pilates, and you spend those hours doing your cleanser, your facial thing.
Because I enjoy that.
Yeah, but your heart... It's the most important thing of your body.
My heart goes up when I'm strength training, and when I'm Thai boxing, when I'm doing Ulster, when I'm HIIT training, when I'm sprinting, my heart rate's going up. I don't have to run 10K or
half a
marathon.
I said 5K.
I'm doing it thrice a week at the minute.
If I tell you to sprint 400 metres, you will stop before the 400 metres out of breath. I bet you whatever you want to bet right
now. I used to run for Manchester Girls.
Yeah, when you were 12. I used to do handstands when I was 7.
It wasn't when I was 12. I was
and
in,
do the splits.
It was when I was 15 to... If you live 14 in, to 16.
Yeah, stop living in... When I was 16, when I was 12, I used to do the splits like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You can't even touch your toes properly now. Can you do the splits now?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not that flexible.
Because you stopped doing it.
Yes.
There you go. You stop doing something, you forget how to do it. I stopped running.
I don't need to split for any reason. I need to touch my toes.
I don't need to split for any reason.
Yeah?
No one does. Yes. Mia's practicing a splits at the
but
minute.
But if you have to run away, hold me and Tia and run away, you won't be able to do it.
Yes, I would. I wouldn't run away. I'd turn around and fight them.
Sure.
Should we do the questions?
Yes, better do the questions.
Do the questions before I absolutely batter him.
Oh, have you seen these messages?
No, I've purposely not read them.
Oh, the picture of the doggies.
Before we go into it, we've had some messages from our lovely listeners. Jodie on YouTube has said, massive fan here from Australia. Oh my God.
Good day, mate.
New Zealand, Australia, Spain. My partner and I crack up to this podcast. We need more of you guys in this world. It's hilarious. Thank you for Jodie. Zoe has said, I love the pod. Here's my 1-year-old border collie, Max, and my parents' 6-month-old terrier, Tilly.
Oh.
We'll listen to the show where we're all saying, oh my gosh, look at Max and Tilly. Oh my gosh, I am zooming in.
The little one is so cute, isn't it?
They're both gorgeous.
I know.
It looks like they're smiling.
Yeah. Don't think about more dogs.
Oh, look. Max is smiling and Tilly's just the beautiful little girl.
I see this and I can't read your head already thinking about another dog.
Yeah, because look.
It's like when the other day I said you don't even think about it, remember?
I know, my best friend's getting a dog and he just went, what will happen when she's on holiday, Gemma? And I said, well, they'll get someone to look after it. And then I just looked at him and he just went, no, absolutely
like,
not.
Don't even think about it. And she was like, I'm not. She was like, you are. Don't even think about it. Like, if I come home and that dog is here, I'm out.
We look after Rocco. Mind you, you were away actually, weren't I?
Correct.
I looked after Rocco, my sister's bulldog, for 2 weeks. He was such a gorgeous, scrumptious potato.
It's like me the other day.
Anyone with a bulldog will tell you they're the best
dogs. I like bulldogs,
though. Oh, he's beautiful, Rocco. But we had him for 2 weeks, but it was when Gorka was away. Oh, I couldn't lift him, though. He was like 30-odd kilograms.
I'm fit.
Like a sandbag. Right, so these questions, our producer Henry.
Enrique.
Enrique in Spanish, put some questions on Instagram. He just said, any questions for myself and Gorks, please send them in. As always, you didn't disappoint. So let's go through them. Should we do one each?
Yes.
If you reverse jobs, who will be better at the other person's job? I wouldn't be able to dance because I'm unfit. My heart rate is 180. I can do nothing. Even though I grow and birth 2 children for you, Gemma, you unfit.
Yeah, you can dance. You can dance for a bit.
You won't be able to do mine.
Well, talk shit for hours, yes.
No, you wouldn't. Be able to run a business. You won't be able to do live radio.
They are talking about your job, which is running the radio, probably, no?
I don't know.
I definitely won't be able to post on a bikini like you used to do.
You won't be able to do live radio, I don't think.
What do you mean, no? I would be hilarious.
Yeah, but you'd forget your live.
No. I would be hilarious.
I could do your job. I'd be a good dance instructor. Well, dancer.
Could you be able to perform a 2-hour show and do all the steps?
You forget I did 6 months in the West End, 2 shows a day of
not
Calendar
dancing.
Girls.
You weren't dancing.
I was Peter Pan. I was Peter Pan at the Opera House.
Why were you Peter Pan if Peter Pan is a boy?
Because it's pantomime. They always flip roles in pantomime. That's why it's fun. I was Peter Pan. I was flying, dancing, singing, acting 3 shows a day sometimes over Christmas.
High five. Well, then Gemma can do it.
So I think we'd both be quite good at the other person's job. Okay. I might not have the patience to teach a partner to dance. I'd be like, for goodness sake, we've done it 8 times. Why don't you understand it?
Yeah, I experienced that with you and I was your dance teacher.
Yeah, we did the Christmas special together. And we fell out more on that 2-week Christmas special rehearsal than we have in 9 years.
Let's forget about it.
That was
next
awful.
Next question.
Will you do any more clothing? Your loungewear range was fab. Do you know, I don't think I will. I think if it came to clothing, it would be you. You've had some really good ideas for clothing, haven't you? And for me, it wasn't my passion. Really. And I'm one of those. Unless,
I wasn't a judge there, but I'm not
unless
judging.
I'm really passionate about something.
Animals.
I'm at the stage now where I'm choosing who and what I spend my time on. And I've made a conscious effort to do that. Me and Laura said 2026 is the year of no.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what we've been saying. And anything that's been asked, you know, if someone says, do you want to do this? In the past, I would have gone, yeah, well, what I'll do, I'll see if I can, leave it with me, I'll get back to you. Then I've gone to you on my mum, moaned about it, and then gone back and done it. And da-da-da. Now I just go, no thanks. Thank you so much, but I'll pass.
You see, I learned the no when I was 18.
Yeah, because you're not British. In England, we apologise for everything. No. Do you know what I mean? So it's the year of the no. So things that have, like, a recent job came in for me, and I said to Vicky, my agent, I'm so flattered that they'd think of me, but I don't want to do that because it's away from home for too long. And she went, really? I said, yeah. And she went, okay. And I thought, oh, the relief, instant relief. Whereas usually, I'd have been killing myself over
I'm
it.
I'm like, no, yeah. It's so just sometimes it's too much effort for no reason.
So with that clothing, that's why I wouldn't do it. But I know Gorks and clothing, I would wear your clothes.
You do already.
I know.
And actually, the next question also you do. What does Gorka do with all his trainers? Well, half of them, Gemma takes them from me. The others, you can get them in Vinted if you want to.
Well, you say I take them from you. You give a lot to my nephews as well. No, my niece.
Yeah.
My niece is size 7. Gorka's a size 7. So my niece gets a lot of your stuff.
But you take them a lot sometimes. Or sometimes I go like, Gemma, you like them? You go, oh, nice. I said, just keep them.
Vicky, classy cleaner, she takes some.
Yeah.
She nicks some for her 2 lads.
Charity.
Yeah, they go everywhere. Your shoes get everywhere.
Yeah.
But they are all colour coordinated in the wardrobe.
Are they?
Yeah, you have like And you stack them on top of each other.
So I can do double pairs?
Yeah. Whereas mine are all just mismatched.
Yeah, I mean...
thrown in there. What do you mean? I mean, these are all right, aren't they?
No, I mean like you're like a mismatch.
Why? What's wrong with me? I've got white socks, jeans, brown trainers.
Yeah.
When and where will you be getting married? I ain't getting married to him. No chance.
Yeah, no.
No, we said that. We have seen somewhere. We've seen a couple places.
I don't think I'm going to get married.
I know, I don't. But do you know, my mum was saying to me the other day, when it comes to my will,
yeah,
she was saying how much more complicated it is without being married with a will.
Yeah, but I don't want anything from you.
I know, it's not about you idiot. It's about the kids.
But the kids will have everything from you.
Yeah, but I need to put in a will. My will at the minute was before Tiago was born.
Well, change it then.
I had a will. As soon as Mia was born, I changed it. I need to change it again for
Tiago. Make sure
and my mum said,
I don't have anything. I spend everything, so then I don't have nothing to leave you. They can work their own life. I spend all me, nothing to you, nothing to the kids.
Before that's awful.
I'm joking.
But no, and my mum was saying to me, she said, in terms of getting married, Gem, she said, when it comes to stuff like that, you're in a better situation if you're married.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And I thought, oh gosh, obviously that's not a reason to get married, but I think we might do.
I'm just like, everybody says about getting married.
Everyone I know who's got married has ended up getting divorced, apart from my sister.
Yeah.
Everyone I know, genuinely.
But also, we find like that, we have two children, you know what I mean? Marriage is just a document for a legal thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean, legal, will.
Yes, but for a party and things like that, it's just like, do you know what I mean?
I think we'd be like Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Just unmarried. For how long?
Do you sometimes see people, they've been for 15, 20 years, then they get married, they get divorced 1 year after.
That's what I mean.
Is Yorka planning any more tours like Speakeasy and Firehands? TBC, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe, yes. Maybe not.
You've got a tour for this?
Yes.
We're doing a Lost in Translation tour, remember? Well, or something. We're
they don't know yet,
there.
But we do.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we can dance in the same thing.
What?
Will you dance with me? We can do a performance. People will love that.
I'm not going to do a performance with you. You can do what? Bring Arduino.
I don't dance with Arduino.
Why?
Because I don't dance with him. I teach with him, I don't dance.
Arduino is funny. If you all met Arduino.
Yeah.
He said, what was it he said the other day on FaceTime?
Oh, when he said...
He was asking me, FaceTime, to ask if I would allow Gorka to go to Mallorca with him for his stag, it? I was what do you mean, would I allow him? I'm not asked.
We're doing his stag, it's like a joint one with Alberto, and he wanted to go to Menorca, Mallorca, but we can't go there because of his friends and blah, blah. So we're going to do it in Italy, in Tuscany.
Right.
So he said, but you and I, I don't have a honeymoon anyway, so if you want to, you and I can go after the wedding to Menorca for a weekend like last summer.
Is he not having a honeymoon?
No.
What, is his hobby got to work?
Yeah, he's going away on tour. Yeah.
What a shame.
So he said in August, because he might be back in London, on a weekend we can go him and I to Menorca.
Yeah, but he FaceTimed to ask me, would I allow Gorka to go to Mallorca?
Like, no, it was just like, I was just speaking on the phone, and I said, well, you need to ask Gemma. She was like, and Gemma was there, and he was like, hi Gemma, you okay Gemma?
Gemma, hello Gemma. Right, as you guys know, Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell, which is perfect for us because we stop by Shell all the time. Our days get really hectic, so it's good to know that Shell is there when we need.
Shell are the place to go for any journey, whether you need charge, fill the car, or yourself needs something from it.
Yeah, well, this morning I went there for breakfast, believe it or not, for the two guys doing the jet wash. We've got some fellas doing a jet wash at the minute at the house. They turned up without breakfast. Aww. And I said to them, don't worry, I'll just nip to the Shell.
Yeah.
Because you can get everything there. You've got your fruit, you can get veg, you can get sausage.
Oh, they're there. Remember in the morning, last minute, Mia decided she wanted to have a glass of milk. And I was going to go to the supermarket because I thought she didn't want it in the morning. So thank goodness we had the Shell next to us. So I just drive it 5 minutes back. She was happy as Larry, go to school, she had her milk, job done.
I never just use our local for fuel only because you go in there and you think, oh, I need that. Oh, I need this. I can just pick it up.
I'd even use it for my parcels. You know the parcel post? Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes.
You send your parcels from there as well.
Just go in there, put it in the box, they take it.
Oh, whatever
finish.
You need.
Job done.
Shell has got you covered. Gemma, Amir and Tio fluent in Spanish. Will you feel that you have to learn? They're not fluent yet, are they? He was the other day, he was saying, hola, buenos dias, abuela, to your mum on FaceTime. I don't feel like I have to learn because I have a translator. I have had lessons. I did it in school. I understand a lot more. I would love to learn. I would love to learn, but it's just finding the time. But you know, Wes, who I do the radio with sometimes, his wife, Tish, she learned on that. Is it Lingo? Duolingo?
Lingo, Duolingo, yeah.
She learned, she's fluent now. It took her 1 year, but she has lessons. And he said it's dead easy.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Mia likes to do it on the app.
Yeah. And then now, once a month, she has a Spanish instructor.
Yeah.
I had a Spanish instructor. She was called Estelle, wasn't she? Or Stella. And I used to go to her house every week, and she was brilliant. But then I had Tiago, and I didn't go back to her, because anyone will know when you've got a newborn, you don't do anything but live in your pyjamas and newborn phase.
Did you pick it up quite quick, to be honest?
I did pick it up quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mia and Tio, I think, will be a lot better than I will, but I will, maybe I should, well, I will get back into it after I've run my 10K.
Next question. What are both of your love languages?
I don't know. What's yours? Food?
No, I mean like affection, for example, like, I don't know. Like, for example, you leave the house and I say, I love you, bye. You will never leave the house without saying, I love you.
That's true, we don't. We always say it. And we always end a phone call saying that. Love you, bye.
Yeah.
Mine would be...
Like, for example, this morning was nice. I was starting having a coffee. You came around and hugged me.
I know.
Because you had no affections at all.
Well, it's only because you've been on tour and I thought, I'm going to have to, aren't I? I was like, do you know, I've not seen him for weeks. Like, get it while you can type thing.
Okay.
Not a pipe. We didn't pipe, but I mean, because I'm not going to see you. So if I don't hug you today, when am I going to hug you again? It's going to be weeks.
Nice.
My love language, again, I'm not fussed about anything material, but I like it when, because you're a fantastic chef, like I always say it.
I wouldn't say a chef, but yeah.
Yeah, no, you are. You can make anything you cook, and family and friends come round, they always ask, oh my gosh, where's this from? How's he come up with this?
I would say I am a good cook, not a chef. A chef is someone who lives professionally of that.
Well, you're a very good cook, so I like it when you make a nice meal.
Okay.
So maybe mine's food.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. How do you manage to juggle parenting with your work life?
Tag team,
yeah. And also, we're very, very lucky. It takes a village, and we're extremely lucky that we have the village. My mum, stepdad Peter, Nina, my niece, I know not everyone has that extra help. And we're also very lucky that my hours of work, you know, in the morning I'm extremely busy with work, but it's usually able to be done from home.
Mm.
And then around 2 o'clock till 8 o'clock, I'm out of the house for the radio. But my mum picks them up from school when you're away, doesn't she? She has them for tea on a Wednesday. I think we just kind of, again, it's about saying no. The amount of stuff I've turned down since becoming a mum, and it's because it would mean me being away from the kids for too long, which for some people, I mean, I don't judge at all. For some people, that's brilliant and it works. But I know I wouldn't focus enough. I panic about everything if I'm away from them. I wouldn't be able to enjoy what I was doing or be focused on what I was doing. And we've always made a pact. Whenever Gorka's away, I'm at home and vice versa. And I think it's because, I mean, we've been away like for a night or so, haven't we? I think the most we've done is 2 nights away together.
Yeah.
But I know that Mia
would. It's more you than me, to be honest.
Yeah, you could go away for a week easy with me.
Yeah, like, for example, I would love to go a weekend away.
A weekend's fine. I could do a weekend. But I just know they want me.
Yeah.
So I can't relax. When you know your little kids are pining for you, you can't really switch off.
Yeah, maybe.
He's like, I could. what's your favourite memories from your times on Strictly that don't involve each other? That's a good question.
Oh, it's many. I mean, for me, I have many memories.
Mm.
My favourite part is the group numbers, with the rehearsals with the professionals, hanging out. Yeah. Or like when we are doing, like, for example, the tour now, it's just the fact that you get to hang out, you know?
Yeah.
The tour bus. Coffee breaks, things like that.
Mine is... And it sounds really big-headed, But I opened the show on 2017. And that for me, I only look back now and go, oh my gosh, you dance. You were the first dancer of the 2017 series.
The cha-cha.
And we did the cha-cha-cha. I can't remember what song it was.
Shawn Mendes.
Oh yeah, there's nothing holding me back.
And you walk from the stairs on the corner.
Yeah, I was crapping like, myself.
Dancing the cha-cha-cha like this.
Yeah, I was absolutely crapping myself.
Nothing is holding me back with your curly hair.
And Ali Ash knew for about 4 days that we were opening, and he told me the day off, and I said, why are you only just telling me now? And he said, because I know you're going to crap yourself, and I fully did crap myself. But yeah, so that was my favourite memory. But like you say, it's the bits in between, the bits that aren't on telly, like when you're rehearsing.
The corridor, the pizza in the corridor.
Pizza in the corridor after every show, coffee breaks, the banter, the hair and makeup room, everyone having a laugh. So I'd say that, but that's the same with any job on telly, I think.
Backstage is the fun part.
Any TV job I've done, it's the backstage banter that's fun. The crew are fabulous. Would either of you ever do Gladiators, the TV show? I've been asked twice, Anna. But it was filmed in Sheffield and it was always filmed when you were away. So I had to say no again because it goes back to leaving the kids. Because it's 3 days, you shoot it over 3 days. You have your rehearsal day, your block run, then the actual day. So it's 3 days. So again, and it's the same with Celebrity SAS. I was asked to do that twice. But it's when Gorka's away. So I've had to say no. But also with the SAS, I spent a week with Foxy, who's on it, and he's the nicest G-man. I said to you, didn't I? He's so lovely. And he actually said to me, I told him, I said, they've asked me to do it, Foxy. And he said, I don't think you'd be able to. He said, I won't be able to shout at you now that I know you. So that's another reason why I couldn't do it.
Which nasal strips do you both use? I don't really use
nasal strips. Yours is black tape. Yours is just a tape, isn't
it? No, it's the proper ones. The US used ones.
I just got mine off Amazon.
I don't really use them anymore. Like, I finished them. But I bought my ones in the... It's called Health, the website. Is it?
Health,
H-E-A-L-F. And you can buy them in there. They sell also the same ones that you use, but you can buy the black ones because they're more resistible and they pull you more.
Other than Gem and Tonic, if you both had unlimited money to start a business, what kind of product would you sell?
Oof, I have a few ideas. I will do one clothing brand.
Mm-hmm.
I will have a coffee shop.
Of course you would.
Because I love like coffee and like baked cakes, you know, like a little like Mia's tea room. I will create a gel for running.
Right.
I have an idea of running like gels. I think there is not there and people is missing out.
You have thought about it. I think I'd do like a holistic pet business. Because my friend who's a vet.
Holistic pet business?
Yeah, no, my friend
with
who's
crystals.
A vet. No, my friend who's a vet, she said to me, she's down south, but she said like the amount of dogs and cats she sees, she says they're on the wrong food, they're on the wrong treats. The heavily medicated with stuff they don't need
like
to
nutrition
be.
For,
So she said there's things you can do. It's things like putting parsley on the food if they're poor, you know, stuff like that. So I think I'd do something like that and then just you'd be around dogs and cats all day as well and little rabbits.
Next one?
If you could change one thing about each other, what would it be? Would you make me a runner?
No.
What would you change about me?
Probably your clothes.
My clothes? What's wrong with my clothes?
Your clothes sense of like, do you know what I'm thinking now? Do you remember last time we were at home and Ryan came in your he did like, you said, oh, I told Ryan, I give him this, go buy me clothes, and organize my wardrobe,
He
said, you have to reorganize your wardrobe. And I said, you were there, you're like, oh, you like it? She's like, yes, the problem is not the clothes, the problem is when he leaves and you have to match them, you won't be able to match them.
So you change how I dress?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love your personality. You just...
What?
No, what I'm saying is that I love the way you are as a person.
Right.
You make me laugh. Everything about you. Like, if you're messy, if you're not messy, I love all of that. Sometimes I go like, oh, did she just forgot to look at herself in the mirror?
But I'm flawless regardless.
Yeah, that's why.
But I sometimes think that about you. Sometimes you wear things and I think you look ridiculous. But I never tell you. I just think...
Tell me.
No, because I think it doesn't matter what I think as long as he's happy and comfortable in himself.
But yeah, sometimes
you express yourself, darling.
But then you moan about yourself also. That's what annoys me.
I'm not moaning about this attire. I like it. I think I look flawless.
You just were like, I'm not sure if I like this.
No, it's. I mean, it's very tight around my neck, and I should have tried it on before I.
There we go. Arrived. Just see it. Or then, for example,
but I just winged it.
Then, for example, if let's take a picture together. I take a picture. Oh, I look awful.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. But I think everyone does that. I don't.
I'm trying to think what I'd change about you.
Many things.
Because I can only pick one.
My OCD.
Your OCD, maybe.
My judging.
Your grumpiness.
I'm not grumpy.
What? I think anyone who's listened to this will say you're grumpy.
Yeah, it's my Spanish.
Yeah, maybe grumpy. I'd make you more chilled with things.
I am chilled, it's just the...
Yeah. I'd make you a bit more like Blue Bear instead of being like the panther. What's the panther called on the Jungle Book? Bagheera.
Mm.
You're like Bagheera,
okay.
And I'm like Baloo. I think that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one thing that you respect about each other? I respect that he's very talented in terms of dance because it's very, very hard to do and it takes a lot of discipline and focus and dedication and time and energy, which he put in when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I respect that when it comes to your career, it's an athletic career and you're very, very good at it. That's what I respect about you. Yeah. What do you respect about me?
I respect everything about you. Your opinions, your beliefs, what you like, your dislikes.
No, you don't.
Yes. I don't agree with them, some of them. Doesn't matter, but I respect them.
I don't think you do.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't think I do?
No, I think you listen and you just forget.
No.
I do, I think.
I said it probably because I care too much about it.
What, you care too much about...
About everything regarding you.
Oh.
With everything. That's why I go. And what annoys me sometimes is that I say things and you moan after about them and you don't realise. It's many things that I can tell you that you say one thing and then you're doing the other. And then I moan to you. And you're like, why are you being a moaning? I mean, I was like, I'm not moaning, I'm just trying actually. Because you're
but
doing
like
this.
You... So the other day, I found some tiger balm on the side of my bed.
And you go, is your tiger balm? And it's not mine.
No, and it had Thai writing on it. And I said, is this your tiger balm? That's all I went. And you went, no, it's not mine, Gemma. I have proper tiger balm.
Yeah,
and I was like, friggin' hell.
Yeah, I had the proper tiger balm.
And I just thought it was the use of proper, as if this was a shitty naffy one.
No.
And I just went, oh, right, okay. I said, it was on my side of the bed. I didn't put it there. I don't know whose it is. I was just checking. He went, no, it's not mine. Mine's proper. That is not mine. And he's like, geez, just say, no, I don't
I
know where that's from.
I didn't say it that way. I said, like, my one is the proper tiger balm with the tiger.
Right.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I said.
Okay. So that you could have just said no. And I would have gone, oh, okay.
You asked me that at 10 p.m. when I was half asleep also.
Mm-hmm. Gorka, how similar is the Spanish royal family to ours? Their king compared to our king. Oh, my gosh. Your king's, like, cool, attractive, handsome.
I mean, they're quite similar, to be honest, because they're the same with in trouble and corrupt, to be honest. So, like, in that way, they're similar. The king's father had to leave the country. He cannot live in Spain because of the money that he steals, so...
He stole?
Not stole.
Like Robin Hood?
Not stole, but you know when he did deals with, like, the Saudi Arabia sheikhs?
Yeah.
And he got gifted 200 million something for whatever, do you know what I mean?
Right.
And he had an affair with a woman, so similar things, you know?
Oh.
So...
Everyone's just dirty, aren't they?
Yeah.
How do you keep the spice in your relationship when you're busy with work, life, kids and pets?
We put the cinnamon.
The cinnamon in the spice? I don't know, we just try and make time, don't we? I think you have to. He always tries and preempts it, don't you?
No.
I was in the utility room the other day trying to put some washing. If I'm ever in a position where I'm lower than my bottom, like if I'm tying my laces or if I'm emptying the washing or anything, he stands behind me and goes, "Wee." And again, I think it's something that all men do.
Excuse me, who is the one when... Please, any male listen to this, have your partners have going behind you and bump you when you're trying to brush your teeth.
I do that to him, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Every time you're brushing your teeth.
And I bang my head.
Yeah, to see how you like
it. I'm going like this.
Yeah, it's to see how you like it. Because you do it all the time.
I don't
so I think
you.
It's little fun, silly things. Oh, no, you don't do that. I think it's fun, silly things like that to each other that keeps it.
Yeah.
Keeps it fun and alive, I think. And I think you just have to... We don't have date nights as such because that's for us cringy. Our date night is child free, pizza, nice series, relax, cinema. But yeah, you've just got to make time for each other, which we're trying to do in between the tours.
I don't know. It's just, I don't.
I don't think the spice has gone, has it? It's just. Yeah. Do you fancy me more than or less than when we first met?
Same.
Oh, I was going to say more because I know you better now.
Because you know me better, probably I find you fancy me less because I'm more annoying.
More annoying, yeah.
Probably. But I still fancy you the same. Like, for example, if one day I walk in the room and you're getting changed, you just, I'm like, ooh. Do you know what I mean? There's no time that I go.
What was it you said the other day? I can start looking at your boobs today.
Yeah. You were getting changed and I was like, ooh. There's no day that I go like, oh God, I have to do that again.
No. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? When are you going to do series 3 of Gem and Gawks? TBC. TBC.
Watch this space.
Watch this space. Yeah, we can't say loads about that, but there's things coming, isn't there? And we had a blast filming. I remember we saw it in the paper. The show's been axed. And we were like, really? We're literally in conversations now.
I know. What is your favourite summer snack? You in a bikini.
My favourite summer snack? Me in a bikini.
No, my favourite is not, I would say, it's like Greek yogurt with frozen berries, toast dates with cinnamon and banana, toast banana, and then put it over it with a honey and my home granola. You could eat that now, isn't it?
My summer snack is a salad. I love a salad, but with like the big bull tomatoes.
Now who makes the salad?
Avocado, pumpkin seeds, lettuce, olive oil, just a big...
A nice focaccia on the side.
Yeah.
Who made that salad?
You made loads of it in lockdown.
Parmesan cheese on top. Mm.
I like a nice salad. And I also love strawberries dipped in 100% dark chocolate frozen.
Nice.
I like that.
Is that a hint?
No, but I'm just saying we had a lot of lovely salads in lockdown, didn't we? I love a salad. How do you put up with the media printing lies about your life and relationship? I think it's in just knowing it's lies. Like... There's nothing you can do about lies, really. Yeah. You just... It's the whole... My dad used to always say...
Ride with it.
Lean with it, rag with it. We always say that to each other, don't we?
Yeah, lean with it, rag with it.
There was a show called Run's House, Rev Run on MTV, and whenever there was a something going on, he'd go, well, lean with it, rag with it.
So is that one in the don't hate, congratulate?
Yeah. Gawker, don't hate, congratulate.
Yeah.
My dad used to say to me, worrying's like being on a rocking horse. Something to do, but it gets you nowhere. So I just sometimes think, oh, we've got to get off the rocking horse.
Mm.
But it makes me laugh how my Auntie Norma will send me something. Say, is this true, lovey? Are you okay?
Are you having another baby?
Are you having another baby, love? I'm like, oh, God, no.
As I have to send the AIP to my friends, sorry, guys, we got married, but you weren't invited.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's just... The whole, as long as you know, it's the same with like when you're at school and there's rumours and stuff. Yeah. My mum used to always say, as long as you know the truth, darling, that's all that matters.
And it happens to everybody in every way, everywhere, so it's fine. Yeah. Just
lean with it, rock with it.
There you go. Don't hate, congratulate. Another more questions?
Do you ever wish you'd met sooner?
No. It was the right time.
Yeah. No.
I think if we were made sooner, I probably would have maybe done end up together, you know.
We wouldn't have done. If you'd have seen me on a podium in BCM, you'd have thought, oh.
I think if we would have met earlier, maybe we didn't end up together. So I think it was the right time and the right place.
There's no such thing as coincidence. We were meant to meet when we did. And we were both meant to experience what we did beforehand. That's what makes it work, I think. I wouldn't have been ready to settle and have kids in my 20s, even at 29, which seems old, it's not. So, and plus you were all over the gaff, weren't you? You were in America, London.
Yeah.
You weren't in one place.
Like now.
Yeah, like now. So no, so far, 8 years is enough.
Yeah.
Last question. Oh, this is funny. Who would win in a fight?
Her.
No, not me or you, but I would. I would absolutely win. One dinosaur-sized duck or 1,000 duck-sized dinosaurs?
1,000 duck-sized dinosaurs.
Yes, power in numbers, isn't it?
Yes.
If you all rally together, you can defeat. It's the whole David and Goliath thing.
Yes.
Your size doesn't matter. It's what you do with it. See, you've made it sexual, and I was
didn't.
On a, yes, you did. You gave a look.
No, because you're taller than me. You can reach higher than
imagine
me.
Imagine a duck. Have you seen the film Howard the Duck?
No.
Have you never seen Howard the Duck?
I don't know. Maybe it was in Spanish.
It was an 80s movie about a duck from space.
I wasn't born then.
Oh.
You don't remember.
Well, if anyone has seen it,
remember,
you'll know how good it was.
You are from a different decade than me. You're older than me.
It's a duck from space, and he studies quack fooey, and it's brilliant. And the
his
film
what?
Quack fooey is a karate champion in quack fooey.
Oh, sorry, because you called,
and the film is trying to get Howard the Duck back home, and they meet this crazy scientist. It's very funny.
Nice.
Anyway, that's all we've got time for today.
You know what? I feel this episode was a bit very intense.
You got intense. Do you know what I can... This is going to sound awful.
You can tell I've been away.
I can tell he's been away and not had sex because you're highly strung, you're short-tempered, you're ratty. You need to get watching some stuff when I'm not there and do what you need to do just to be released before you get to this couch. Because it makes a difference to your attitude and mood, sunshine. It really does.
Let me tell you.
You go and throw yourself across that hotel room next time before you come here.
It would take you 2 seconds.
Oh, God. Thank you for hanging out with us this week. It's been lovely. Thank you for all your questions, for taking the time out to send them. We really do appreciate that. If you are going to see Gorka on tour...
Stay away from me.
Stay away from him. Hopefully you enjoy it. And yeah, as always, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. If you want to email us, at lost.in.podcast across all social medias. So you can send us messages on there and we do see them. It's brilliant. And if you want to get in touch with the WhatsApp for Henry, a.k.a. Enrique, the number is 077-610-39898. You can send us voice notes, pictures, anything you want.
I mean, yes.
But genuinely, thank you for sticking with us and thank you for your likes and your subscribes and all that. It means a lot.
See you on tour.
See you on tour. Thank you. Adios.
Thanks again to Shell for supporting the show.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.